Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Good morning, Eliti. I pray that you're having a wonderful Sunday. This is Rachel Amai again to introduce the sermon this week. As we continue with the series of sermons leading up to our 6th anniversary, this week's sermon is entitled LAT at 6, Part 3, Blessings for Building. It too is an edited version of the sermon that was preached on 15th September 2019. I pray you will be encouraged as you are reminded of the blessings that God has in store for us as we build his house. Let's get into the sermon.
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, worship team. You're all welcome. This morning I had a dream. When I woke up, I thought it was a kind of dream. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, this dream is not canon. In this dream, we were in school. I and some people were back in school. One of the people who was in the dream was Mark Kashtahi. Then guys I was with in O-level. The students were investing in an investment club. And Mark Kashtahi was among them. So we are investing. Every now you take it there, and it was accumulating and I accruing interest. And there was a guy who was a year above us. He was called Mugisha. Now, Mugisha was the one who was in charge of that investment club. Then, all of a sudden, at a certain point during the term, some of these bright students start leaving the school. But they had accumulated dimes, you know, which they had saved and which was accruing interest. And the dream ended. So, do you think it was canon? Now, let's go to what God wants us to hear today. Let's first read 1 Chronicles 22:5 from NIV, which you all know. On 2nd November 2000, the Lord told me that in future I was going to build him a house that would be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Now, this church is that house. A church is a house of God. A church, not a building, but a congregation of God's children, Christians. So that is what we have been trying to do since 2014 when we began to build God a house. And not just a house, but a great house. Now, what the Lord wants you to know is that all of you who have been a part of this, God wants you to know that he's going to bless you. And actually, you should see yourself as blessed because of your involvement in this worthy cause, building God a house. Hallelujah. God wants you to consider yourself blessed because it's going to do you good as a reward. Hallelujah. So what you should take away from today is simply that. That you are blessed. God is going to bless you. You're going to see his blessings, including financially. Why? Because you've been involved in building his house. Hallelujah. Now, this temple, the house of God, was built by Solomon. Many years after that, the children of Israel didn't walk according to God's commandments. They lived in sin. They refused to repent. And for that matter, they were expelled from the land of Israel. And even this temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. So they went in exile, and God told them through Jeremiah, the prophet, that they were going to be in exile for 70 years. When those 70 years elapsed, some of them, not all of them, returned back to Israel from Babylon. When they returned, they decided to rebuild the temple. However, that project didn't go as they expected. They experienced some resistance. Let's read Ezra chapter 4, verse 1 to 5. It says, "Now, when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel." Zerubbabel was the leader, like a president of sorts at that time. So they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the fathers' houses and said to them, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do. And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the heads of the fathers' houses of Israel say to them, 'You may do nothing with us to build a house for our God, but we alone will build to the Lord God of Israel as King Cyrus, the king of Persia, has commanded us.' Then the people of the land tried to discourage the people of Judah. They troubled them in building and hired counselors, or they bribed officials against them to frustrate their purpose all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, until the reign of Darius, king of Persia." Now, verse 24, it says that thus the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem, ceased. And it was discontinued until the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. It looks like they had just laid the foundation and then they had to stop. So from verse 24 of chapter 4, let's just continue into chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Then the prophet Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophets, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, who was over them. So Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, rose up and began to build the temple of God, which is in Jerusalem. And the prophets of God were with them, helping them." Okay? Which prophets? Yes, but which ones? What are their names? Haggai and Zechariah. Okay, now, there is a Bible which is written in chronological order, not in the order of your normal Bibles. In that Bible, when it gets to Ezra chapter 5, they stop Ezra and then they added Haggai and Zechariah. So like you read the Bible in context. Haggai and Zechariah work together with the leaders and the children of Israel. How? By encouraging them. Now, let us go to Haggai and read what he said. These guys were reading about when they were rebuilding the temple. Remember, they stopped at a certain time. And once they stopped, the things went bad in their lives. And God was like, "Things are going bad because you have neglected building my house." Now for us, we haven't neglected building his house. And God is saying, what was happening to these people is not going to happen to you. Haggai chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "In the second year of King Darius in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of that guy, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, these people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses, luxurious houses, and this temple to lie in ruins? You remember they had just stopped like at the foundation, And by the way, for 35 years, nothing was being done on the house. Verse 5, it says, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put them into a pocket with holes. Those things of sentence, funanaye, zimpitambwe, I don't know where my money goes. Verse 7 says, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple, that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord. You looked for much, but indeed it came to little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Who blew it away? The Lord. Why? Says the Lord of hosts. Because of my house that is in ruins, why every one of you runs to his own house. Therefore, the heavens above you withhold the dew, and the earth withholds its fruit. For I call for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine, for those who drink wine, and the oil on whatever the ground brings forth, on men and livestock, and on all the labor of your hands. Verse 12, then Zerubbabel and Joshua, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the presence of the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke the Lord's message to the people, saying, I am with you. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius. So you've seen it, eh? Man, guys were broke. Things were not happening in their lives for one reason. They had neglected the house of God. They were not building the house of God. Now, God told me to tell you that this is not what he's saying about you. Why? Because for you or for us, we have been involved in building his house. And we have all evidence that God has been pleased with the work that we have done. So that's why God is saying, consider yourselves blessed and expect to be blessed. This that happened to these guys is not for you. It happened to them because they were not building the house of the Lord. They were living their own lives. Yet the temple of the Lord was in ruins. Glory be to God. The worship team has been involved. They are part of building the house of the Lord. Now God wants you to consider yourselves blessed and to expect his blessings for your involvement in building his house. And that goes to the rest of you. Hallelujah. Consider yourselves blessed and expect to see the blessings of God. Why? Because you are building. You have been involved in building the house of the Lord. It's not complete, but we are at the stage of building that we're supposed to be at. And we are not stopping. Now, Haggai chapter 2. This is after they have resumed work. Haggai chapter 2, verse 1 says, in the seventh month, on the 21st day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the high priest, and to the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, the high priest. And be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you. Bambi, they had begun. And there were some guys who were like 8 years. You remember, they went to Babylon for 70 years. So there are some who had seen Solomon's temple. So Bambi, then they begin on this kawan. And there are some guys who are like 100 years now. Okay, they had come back and they saw what they had begun. It was nothing compared to Solomon's temple. Actually, it says in Ezra that when they saw a foundation, they cried. Those old men cried. I guess because in comparison to what they were doing, this was nothing. So, Haggai is saying, this looks like nothing, but God is saying, I am with you. Hallelujah. This sounds like where we are at now. When you see where we are going, where God is taking us, what this church is supposed to be, you look at this and say, man, this is nothing. So, the old men were like, this is nothing. But Haggai told them, I am with you, says the Lord. He encouraged them. And that's what all these dreams that come every now and again, that's what they come to do, to encourage us. As in, keep building. You're doing well. You're doing good. And that's what Haggai and Zechariah were doing. Hallelujah. I've read up to verse 5. So let's read 6 also. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it's a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations. And I will fill this temple with glory. Glory be to God. When I read that, it spoke to me. Where are the people who are going to join this year in order for God to fulfill his promises concerning this congregation? One of the things I guess that will happen, God will shake some places and cause the peoples to come. Hallelujah. Verse 8 says, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, says the Lord. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give shalom. Hallelujah. The glory of this temple shall be greater than the glory of the former temple. The glory of this temple will be greater than the glory that was in Solomon's temple. Hallelujah. This speaks to me also, and I pray it speaks to you, that the glory of this temple, this house of God, Eretia, where we're going, it's going to be a greater glory than what we have experienced. Hallelujah. Then he says that in this place, which place? The house, the temple, they are building. He says, I will give peace. Shalom. Okay, which includes blessings. Glory be to God. Let's go to Haggai chapter 2, verse 15. We are going to see God saying that now because you have begun to build, the curse has been reversed. Remember, we began by seeing how they had pockets with holes. And now God is going to tell them that now that you began to rebuild, the curse has been reversed. Now I'm going to bless you. And I told you that's what God wants you to take from this service. Because you have been involved in building, because you're building this God's house, consider yourself blessed and expect to see his blessings. Hallelujah. Amen. Haggai chapter 2, verse 15 says, and now carefully consider from this day forward, from before stone was laid upon stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days when one came to a heap of 20 ephahs, they were but 10. When one came to the wine vat to draw out 50 baths from the press, they were but 20. I struck you with blight and mildew and hail in all the labors of your hands, yet you did not turn to me, said the Lord. Consider now from this day forward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed still in the vine? As yet the vine, the fig tree, and that other tree, and the olive tree, have not yielded fruit. But from this day, which day, when the foundation was laid, he says, I will bless you. The curse has now been reversed. Why? Because they had resumed work. Now for us, we have been building. We have never stopped. What we're hearing in heaven is that we're doing a great job. So heaven is saying that consider yourselves blessed and expect to see the blessings of God. Glory be to God. Amen. This is a prosperity gospel. Hallelujah. It is a what? A prosperity gospel. Because the Bible talks about prosperity. God is telling you, you are going to get blessed. Why? Because you've been involved in building his house. Remember, he told us that we're to build a house for him. We shall be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. When we began up until now, there have always been coming commendations from heaven that you're doing a great work. God is saying, what befell these guys is not going to befall you. What befell them or what happened to them after they had started building is going to happen to you. You are going to get blessed. Hallelujah. Psalms 35. This famous scripture which is loved by prosperity preachers. And I'm among them because prosperity in the word. Psalm 35 verse 27 says, let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Who do what? They favor my righteous cause. They're involved in what I want. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. in the prosperity of those who are doing what he wants them to do, who are serving him. The Lord has pleasure in the prosperity of all of us as LAT because we are involved in his righteous cause. His righteous cause is what? Building him a house. Now what brings me back to the dream I had this morning? Do you remember the dream? From what you have heard, do you think there's a relationship? I think there is. I prepared this sermon by Saturday morning. I knew I was going to preach this. So I slept when I'm ready to come and tell you this. Then at night, I had this dream. In the dream, we were back in school with old schoolmates and Mark Kashtahi. Then we have an investment club. We were putting money in there. It is accruing interest. It is being managed by a guy called Mugisha. And then at a certain point, some students begin to leave the school. I believe in the context of this message, which I was preparing to share and which I've shared, I think that dream is related. And I believe God was telling me what you're going to preach is exactly it. That I'm going to bless the people for having been involved in building my house. So I was with all schoolmates, guys from SMAC. God puts Mark Kashtaki, who is not, by the way, in this church. We used to work with him when we were getting ready to start this church. And when we, our first service in Bugolobi, Mark actually paid. He came to me at the end of the service and says, you know, here is money. I'm going to pay for this first service, the rent at Royal Suits in Bugolobi. And Mark paid. He was involved in building the house of God. So, in a sense, he deposited in the investment club. And other students, they deposited, you know, accruing interest. Then at a certain point in time, some students start leaving the school. Meanwhile, the investment club is being managed by a guy called Mugisha. What does Mugisha mean? Blessing. I said, what is the coincidence that I'm getting ready to share this message? I already have the scriptures before I sleep, getting ready to tell you that you're going to be blessed. And this dream comes. At a certain point, the students start leaving. And that happened, by the way. You all know it. It happened, including Mark. But they had put deposits in the investment club. What was God showing by that dream? He was like, being involved in this building, a house of God, you're investing. And of course, when you invest, a time comes when you reap from that investment. But the students left. So when I woke up and I realized the interpretation, I asked God, what happens to the people who left, but they contributed something? Do they forfeit their investment? You know? I think it depends. It depends. If someone walked away when it wasn't the will of God, probably it is poteia. Anyway, do you see the connection? This is a connection. God was trying to tell me what you're going to tell my people tomorrow. It is spot on. So go ahead and tell them that they are blessed and they should expect to see blessings in their lives. Why? Because they have been involved in building my house. They have been investing. And the day comes when they have to reap. Glory be to God. I'll end with Philippians chapter 4, verse 17. Paul said that concerning the gifts the people are giving, says, I do not seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. What was Paul saying was like all the contributions you were doing for the work of God, it was abounding to your account. Just like the students In my dream, they were putting something on an account. It was accumulating, accruing interest. And the day comes when they have to enjoy the fruits of their investments. So the Lord is saying, He's telling you, expect to be blessed. He told the children of Israel when they began to build, He says that from this day, I will bless you. No more shall your pockets have holes. No more shall the heavens withhold rain. Glory be to God. Amen.
I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by this sermon. As always, don't forget to tune in to 98.4 Impact FM this evening at 6:30 p.m. for the words of Moses.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.